A British Columbia mine that's become a poster child for environmental disasters will soon begin discharging wastewater, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Mount Polly Mine's tailings dam broke in August of 2014, releasing more than 6 billion gallons of silty water and mine processing leftovers. The provincial government granted permission to resume partial operations in July, but Mount Polly wasn't allowed to discharge anything off its site. Instead, waste and water were routed to a large mined-out pit. Officials from a nearby town and two tribal governments recently warned the pit was close to full and could spill water and waste rock into the environment. But British Columbia officials this week issued a permit allowing some of that to be treated and released. Mining Minister Bill Bennett said there was no chance it would overflow anytime soon.
The pit that the water and the tailings are going into is not close to anywhere close, actually, to the water being, at the top. It's not a situation where you have a potential for a breach or an overtopping at all. And it's unfortunate that statements were made by those who really don't have the facts.
BC's Environment Ministry says without releasing some water, the temporary tailings pit would overflow by next April. The new permit calls for wastewater to go through a treatment plant and into a settlement pond. It will then be released about 100 feet below the surface of a nearby lake, the deepest in British Columbia. Mount Polly is within the watershed of the Fraser River, which empties into the Pacific at Vancouver, BC. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's Guy Archibald says it still should concern residents.
Because this is what we've come to expect from the BC permitting process. For the mines that do drain into the transboundary rivers and eventually into Southeast Alaska, we can expect the same very short-sighted rubber stamp permitting process.
Mount Polly's proposed water treatment system is temporary. Owner Imperial Metals must submit a long-term plan by the end of June. The BC government says the treated water will be monitored. It must be safe for drinking as well as aquatic organisms. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.